And off here come another small room. How many rooms we got?
Well, there's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Then this big bedroom is
up. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, big bedroom. Well, that's about got them.
And then they had two bedrooms down.
Two bedrooms in the basement.
Okay. Now, and this was the kitchen was the second room, right?
Yeah.
Here.
Mm-hmm.
This was the dining room. And all the rest were bedrooms, really?
Yes, yeah.
Now, what about the, you mentioned that front porch. What side of the house was the porch on? That was on the east side?
The porch went all the way, well, there was porch on two sides of it. One on the back side and east and one in west.
See, there wasn't one facing you when you, like when you go out the front. Out the front?
Yeah, there's one, yeah, porch went all the way around, what we called a round porch, went around, all the way around the house, front of the house there.
And that was all covered?
Yes, it was all covered.
Now, what was the heating like in that?
Well, it was heated by fireplaces. Let's see, five fireplaces.
And what was the, tell me a little bit about the fireplace.
Well, fireplace was about two, and some of them was two and a half, and one or two of them was larger fireplaces, mm-hmm. with burn wood 2.5 feet long, and two of them would burn wood about 3 feet long. Mm-hmm. And my daddy'd have about 100 cord of wood cut each year when we was all there at home to heat those fireplaces. We didn't use them all at the same time. Generally, they'd be two running all the time, two fireplaces, and sometimes three.
What'd you call that a big piece of wood you put in there that would burn?
Back log.
Right. And then the smoke went up the...
Up the chimney.
And the stone part that comes out in front of the fireplace?
Hard.
And the things that hold the logs in place?
Dog irons.
Okay.
They call them fire irons now, but we call them dog irons back at that time.
Uh-huh. And over the top of the fireplace?
Mantle.
Did you ever call that anything else?
No, I don't believe.
Cardboard? I don't know.
Yeah, that's the... Do you know that expression, fireboard?
No, we never did call it fireboard. We always called it a mantle.
And the small pieces of wood you used to start a fire with?
Kindling.
Yeah. Did you have some with the... What did you... When you just were getting the fire started, though...
Well, we'd put the back log on, and then we'd put the front sticks on, and the smaller sticks, and then we'd cut pine of some kind, or fine stuff to put under it to start the fire with.
Yeah.
And we'd try to bank it to when cold weather, really cold weather come, we'd try to bank the fire to... We'd have coals to start the fire the next morning with. All you'd have to do is to rake them coals out and throw your back log on and put your front sticks on and fan it just a little and here it'd go.
I see. you didn't call that pine anything special, though?
Nothing more than kindling.
Uh-huh. Okay. And that's what kindling was, just that rich pine?
Rich pine, that's right.
And the stuff you cleaned out of the fireplace?
That was ashes.
Yeah.